Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and man, I'm really excited about today and tomorrow's programs. We're going to talk about one of the favorite experiences of my life, being able to go to Israel, the Holy Land, walk where Jesus did. And I'm so excited. A couple of the guests today that are going to be with me are Julie Sexton and Twyla Brown with Flourish Ministry, and they've got an upcoming trip, and it's going to give you an opportunity to maybe go to Israel in November also. And Julie and Twyla, thanks so much for being with us. And I don't know about you, but man, Israel was such a game-changing trip for me. Julie, before we get started, though, tell us a little bit about Flourish Ministry.
Okay, Greg, thanks for having us on today. Really appreciate it. Flourish is kind of a ministry that God actually started on my trip to Israel. And it, I just want to help people to grow in their faith. And I really feel called to minister to people outside of the church, people who maybe have some church hurt or people who have walked away from church for various reasons. You know, the pandemic has been really hard, and statistics show that people are leaving the church at pretty high numbers. And so that's what we're hoping to do with Israel. And also, because I'm a Bible teacher and a disciple maker, that is going to Israel. Was game-changing to me, like you said it was for you. It's just a real life-changing experience, and the Bible came to life, and I felt like going to Israel and taking people there was really, really important.
Well, Twyla, I know that when you all went, you went with a mutual friend now of all of ours, Tara Lee Cobble. She's the founder of the Bible Recap and things. Just talk a little bit about what was Israel like for you to go and experience it.
Oh, man. It was a bucket list trip for me that really presented at a time that it wasn't on my radar. I knew it was something I wanted to do, but I didn't anticipate in that season of life specifically that that was even an option. But, you know, Julie knew that that was on my bucket list. And when she started to have that stir and that prompting to go, and it looked like it, you know, it was a possibility for her. And she's like, I think you need to go. And so I started thinking about it. And I'm like, this is crazy. And I talked to my husband about it. And he's like, all right, I put in the PTO, so you're going. And then I sat down and I made a spreadsheet and had a conversation with God. And I was like, okay, look, you're going to have to fund this trip. And sure enough, he did. To the dollar, to the penny. And so it was game changing for me too. It's changed the way that I read the Bible. It gives me a new hunger for God's word in a way that, you know, I didn't have before. And so like Julie, I wish I could give it to everyone as a gift, because it is amazing.
Well, I remember when you were considering going to that, we'd had you on Hope is Here. You were in a transition season of life, and I was a little envious at the time because I had not had a chance to go, and I admired how you stepped out in faith and did that. Then after you and Julie got back and I saw your pictures on Facebook posts, I'm like, oh God, I want to go. And I'm so thankful that I did get to go. And so I guess the question, and I know it's hard to narrow it down, but in the short time we have together, start with you, Julie. What were just a couple of places that just now that you've, and I know you've been a second time, right?
Yes.
So your times to Israel, what are a couple of your just spots that you're just like, oh wow, man, that was just so special to me. Share that with our listeners.
So since I've went twice now, I will say on the first trip, the Galilee region was my favorite. And on my second trip, I was really drawn to Jerusalem. I loved that experience so much. But in Galilee, one of my favorite places that we go to is Magdala. And Magdala is the home of Mary Magdalene. And it, you know, I can't remember. It's not even been 10 years since the synagogue was uncovered. And just the whole story of how God orchestrated that site being uncovered, and knowing that Jesus probably 100% taught in that synagogue, and that there is a stone that they pulled out when they first discovered that site. That's how they discovered it, was where the rabbis unrolled the scroll, and that you can see that and think about Jesus having stood there. And then, but my favorite place at Magdala is there is a just kind of out there in the open, unprotected that you can touch, but it's a basin that would have been where the rabbis would have washed their hands ceremonially. And so to be able to go there and put my hands and touch that place where Jesus washed his hands is, it's amazing. And just that Magdala was, I'm a big fan of Mary Magdalene and her walking so closely with Jesus, that as a woman, that just meant so much to me to be there and to know that she had such a transformation with her relationship with Jesus, that she really followed him as a disciple, and that she got to be the first to announce the resurrection. And just all of that is so meaningful.
That's such good stuff. Twyla, what about for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'll narrow it to one for you. In the interest of time, and because I want to hear what you have to say about your trip. I would say the Mount of Beatitudes. I mean, for one thing, it's stunning, and it looks out at the Sea of Galilee. And like Julie, well, and as you said, I was kind of in a transitional season of life. And so it's just so much uncertainty in that season. And so as I sat there and I had that like reflection time and just spent time alone with the Lord and kind of reading, you know, through that Sermon on the Mount and hearing the birds chirping in the background. And I just felt like God was saying to me, you know, like, you hear those birds. I've said here in my word, like, I care for them. You know, they don't worry about what they're, you know, going to eat or where they're going to sleep or any of these things. And I've got you. If I love them and I take care of them, how much more do I love you? And so I need you to just trust me. And I've got you. And so that was such a comforting and clear message. I mean, just profound to really hear him and feel his nearness at that place. And so that was probably my most favorite. I could go on for, you know, we could make this a week-long series if you'd like.
I understand that. So what's your second one?
My second one, I would say, was being, it was our very first location stop when we went to Caesarea Maritime. And just thinking about Peter sharing with Cornelius and his friends the gospel. And I wasn't really excited about that stop, like, going into the trip. Like, there were other places that I was like, man, that's going to, you know, rock my world. But that, you know, just like, okay, whatever. But the gravity of sitting there and reading this story from thousands of years ago and to think it is alive and I'm a part of that story. That's where my story begins as a Gentile. And like how profound that was to think like, that's me, that I'm in that story, was just really cool to see how, you know, I mean, we know that the word is alive and living and still, you know, that we're in the story, but it was just, it just hit me in a different way. And so it was just really special, just very moving. So,
amen, amen. Yeah. Just tuned in, we're talking with Twyla Brown and Julie Sexton. They're with Flourish Ministry, and they have a upcoming trip to Israel in November that they're going to take a group with. And we're just sharing some of our favorite places. And I think for me, it was actually the Garden of Gethsemane. Just thinking, you know, just the stress that Jesus went through before going to the cross. And I think, you know, sometimes Satan wants us to say, oh, you know, God and Jesus, they can't really relate to the stress in your life. But I don't know, just that moment when we were there, I just thought, wow, you know, to carry the sins of the world. And of course, his perspiration, the sweat, where blood drops, which is the ultimate stress sign. And it just really, I don't know, it just really connected there with me with that. And then going to the Wailing Wall, just there and pray with that and just be there and see people. And I could go on too. I'm like, there's so many, many places. But one of the things that just kind of came to while we were talking, you know, I've had people ask me this when I got back, so I want to ask you all this. Did you ever not feel safe while you were there?
Not at all. I felt perfectly safe the whole trip. I just felt absolute peace. And I just, it's indescribable, the peace, and I know that that's from God, but just, I was never stressed about any place that I went. And I've actually, like, left my hotel in Jerusalem and walked to a market at night by myself, had no stress about that. And our guide let us, we went to get tattoos. I don't know, Greg, did you get tattoos when you went to Israel?
Didn't do that one, and I'm a little shocked to hear that. You know, I love that.
You need to come back with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, your trip might have been more fun than mine.
But we, you know, walked back to the hotel that night after going to the old city and getting tattoos, and it was just, and he wasn't even with us, and you know, it was just... Uh-huh. I feel more stress, like, and try to stay more aware of my surroundings here in the U.S. than in Israel.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say the same. It is really like a supernatural kind of peace, and it's probably safer than the Kroger parking lot. No offense, Kroger.
I think so.
But, Walmart, but, you know, I'm far more aware of my surroundings in a parking lot, you know, in Lexington, Kentucky, when I'm by myself, even during the daytime.
Yeah, me too.
But it was really like supernatural peace. And I don't know, you know, I didn't realize this, but just about everyone there has been trained by the Israeli military. If you're Jewish, you go into the military after you graduate from high school. So everyone around you knows what to do if it goes down. Here, I'm not so sure everybody around you knows what to do if it goes down. But there, everyone around you knows how to spring into action and immediately, disarm or, you know, take control of a situation, which I think is really comforting, right? Everybody knows what to do.
That's a great point. That was one of the things I learned. I mean, obviously, you had to learn about the Bible, but I kept seeing, you know, a lot of ladies in uniform and, you know, fairly young. And so finally I asked our tour guide, you know, is that, and he shared that, but that's a requirement there.
Right.
So there is a lot of protection, and you're right. So, and I'm like you, I never felt unsafe. Mm-hmm. I mean, people ask that quite often to me, like, were you scared? I was like, no, I really wasn't. And one, because of those logistics you mentioned, but also I just feel like there's just a peace, you know, that the Bible talks about passes all understanding. And I just found that. One of the things that I would ask you guys too that kind of was surprising to me, I guess you just kind of stereotype from a lot of movies and things like that, and maybe just my own stereotype of just the land being just dry, desert-like, and, you know, not a lot there. But I was just surprised about the beauty of the land. How was that for both of you all?
It's stunning. I mean, it is a land of flourishing. It is trees. There's more trees in Israel now than at any point in history. The desert is blooming. There are prophecies being fulfilled before our eyes when you go there, and they're even discovering like pockets of fresh water near the Dead Sea. That's like a new thing, and discovering some life in those. And I just feel like it's it's floral, it's fragrant, it's beautiful, and I don't know, it was not at all what I had pictured in my mind. In fact, I've come to appreciate that the Middle East is actually very beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I've even started looking at some of the other surrounding countries. We're interested in traveling to Jordan and Turkey, and started really realizing these are beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, definitely. I would say the same. Like, I was a little taken aback. And you know, I think probably in our program tomorrow, we'll discuss a little bit more about our trip specifically. But, you know, my husband was really taken aback by, like, you guys aren't like hanging out in like tents in the desert. He's like, wait a minute, you're staying in these really nice, bougie hotels, like places nicer than we ever stay as a family. But I mean, it is a land that is full of just, I mean, you can see God's blessing on the country, and just how they're so advanced in technology and agriculture and medicine and all these things. I mean, they are really like a world leader in a lot of categories. And so I think that was, you know, also super interesting and kind of mind-opening to me, was that it's not just this little, like, primitive desert, civilization.
I totally agree with you. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but, man, I hope you'll come back tomorrow, because we're going to hear about some details of the trip that they're taking and talk more about Israel. For Julie Sexton and Twyla Brown, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.